All good?
Yeah, good.
Okay. Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. So this is one of the times that we get that we are in the middle of one sugya, and we're going to be transferred to another sugya. And we have, like, in between, something which connects to both. It's very, very gishmak. So we were learning Hilchos Birkas HaMazon. And we're going to be learning, and we're getting that close to Purim. And this year is a unique Purim. Because this year, Purim is on a Friday. And Be'ez Hashem, next week, we will focus on that. We'll have a shiur of what's the best way of doing. You have Purim Shulash. We'll get to that. But I'm not going to go so much into that. But how do you do Purim on Friday in Chutzlaretz? What do you do? Especially, specifically, the Seuda. What's the right way to do the Seuda? Earlier, later, if you do it later, how do you do with Shabbos? So we'll get to that. These details, that's what I'm doing as a preview to before we start. Just keep in mind that we'll get back to the discussion of how to do it appropriately when you go from Friday Purim to Shabbos. Today we'll focus on the Birkas HaMazon aspect of that concept, assuming that that's what you're doing, right? Assuming that's what we're doing, which we'll see next week if that's the way to do it or not. What?
Also,
Melchik and Fleishik? No, that's not what I'm going to focus on right now. I mean, that's,
no, not right now.
Yeah. So we're going to learn today. I apologize because in the Maariv Kovetz this week I forgot to put the numbers, but I think it's pretty much in order. So we're going to let me join in over here with the Zoom. Here we are. Okay, so what we have over here is we're starting with the top of the page on the right, the Shuta Rosh, that tells us, we're talking about over here, when I have a meal that starts on a day, and the meal goes into the night. What do you mention in Birkas HaMazon? So we know we have Shabbos, regular Shabbos, you mention Ritzei. Regular Yom Tev, you mention Ya'alev Yavoh, and you mention the day of the Yom Tev. Rosh Chodesh, we mention Rosh Chodesh. You have Alanisim, on Chalakat Purim. These are the Askaras, these are the mentioning that you add in Birkas HaMazon. Each one is the right place. So that's another discussion. Why is Alanisim in Noidelcha? Why is Ya'alev Yavoh in Rachim? But you have the Askar of the day. What happens if you have the day and you are the Suda starts during the day, and it goes to the night? What do you do then? So the Shuta Rosh, the top right side of the page, says the following. Shesha'alto, what you asked? Mi sheitchil le'chol b'Shabbos, sabo l'chashecha. Someone started eating before Shabbos. Ve'choshcha lo'i, became dark. Koidu g'var sudos, before the end of the meal. Im yaskil sheshabbos b'kas habos. Should he mention b'kas habos or not? Kevan de'ikar se'udo ho'i so b'Shabbos. The main se'udo was on Shabbos. But right now, it's after Shabbos. What do you do? Da, says the Rosh, Shein leskir klash Shabbos b'chol, don't mention Shabbos. Mi da'av et v'as ha'michas Shabbos, like you do in Mincho. Shitpal Mincho, shiloi pa'al osa mitpal mo'it Shabbos, shtayim shachoyil. You have a double davening. A person missed davening, he does double davening. You mention Shabbos? No. Kein leskir Shabbos b'chol. And he brings other examples to that. See, that's what you mentioned. Because you're talking, he says basically go based where you are right now. So the Rosh holds, not like we know, like we do, that if I'm starting a meal on Shabbos, Shalash Shilas goes over time again, the word to Shabbos, you don't say Ritzei. Because it's not Shabbos anymore. You go based on the moment you're doing the Birkas HaMazon. If it's not Shabbos, so then you mention it. If it's not Shabbos, you don't mention it. The Tur right below the Rosh says the same thing based on his father. Same thing regarding Purim. That's why this is fascinating, because this is a halacha that relates to all these days, Shabbos and Yom Tov and Purim and Hanukkah. But the Paiskim, and we'll see the Shulchan Aruch, we're mentioning this specifically in two main places. This is the third place we'll see, but there's two main places. One is the Hilchos Birkas HaMazon, Siman Kuf Pei Ches, the sugi that we're learning. And the other one is the Hilchos Purim, Tafir Tzadikei. So the Torah in Siman Tafir Tzadikei, Hilchos Purim says, for email and miss because it was a boy, do I do all the Nisim when you do because of us. If you start the meal in the day, went to the night, same Rosh, you don't say Alanisim. Because you start in the day, you go to the night, you don't say Alanisim, that's what the Rosh holds. Seemingly the reason why he spoke about Purim so much, because Purim, the minig, is to start in the day, go in the night. So you're ending the meal in the night. So she sail regular prayer. Not forget about this year. Regular prayer, do you sail on Nisim or not? The Rosh says you don't say. You go from Shabbos to the week, did you say it or not? The Rosh says you don't say. Okay. But the Agos Maminius disagrees. Agos Maminius is in the middle of the page on the top. The Kozari says, Umiyu in the middle of the line, two lines. Imishesu dosa the line, if you wait till the night. You do sell anisim. Sometimes you daven the davening of Shabbos. You daven in with Shabbos when you extend the day and you do it there. So yeah, you could do it afterwards. You could do it. You still go based on the fact that you started before.
So what is it saying,
Lila?
They mean taste.
Yeah. The pashtas, the whole sugi is taste. Very important. Not shkia, because shkia is a suffix, which we'll get. It causes a lot of problems. Shkia.
Right. Yeah.
But let's say taste. Talk about taste. If you look at the Shud Maharil, which is the in the middle of the page on the right, says the Shud Maharil, v'imoshcha sudo adalaylo, the Shud went to the night. It goes again, speaking about Purim. I'll speak about Purim. To remind you, because of the word, because samoz al anisim, you do work as mazim. The koshet, so he asked the question the Rosh asked. Tamish lo ispal b'shaz minucha t'pal moitz shabbes beit shelchol. When you daven minucha, you daven double moitz shabbes. You do weekday. Says Loi Domikal, don't compare the two. It has nothing to do with each other. Why? To also time mincha avro. Mincha is finished. If it fills the mincha, it's man kavu. The specific time you can't have a mincha night. The kavan is man avav. Loi spalim with the Shabbos el tashlum. The only reason you're davening now is to fill in what you missed. The state fills them. There's two davenings. Tfilas arvis. And tfilas at both ma'ev. How can spalim the Shabbos? You didn't have dibur shem. It doesn't work. You can't. It's not ma'ev anymore. The vaday shas mincha leis. There's no mincha anymore. The kvar avro. The arvis ain't with the Shabbos. Ela shechol. It's only a weekday. Have a blika samozo in asti seudo shulda shulim shas. What are you doing blika samozo for? I'm not benching for what I'm doing now. I'm benching for what the meal is started before. Kvar nekado tzar shechol. It's the skir me ain't more blika samozo. Mechel mege poshus. That's the mege poshus that we do by Ben Yis Medina. You do al nisim and also with the Shabbos. And it says the Rosh disagrees, even though we use the Paschal on him. But that's the minhag pasha to do it this way. Seemingly, the machlokes over here is, how do you treat Birkas HaMazon? When I say the me'oyer Birkas HaMazon, is the me'oyer, when I mention the word, does it mean it? Right now, I'm davening and mentioning the day. I ate a meal. I finished a meal. And now, when I'm finishing, I'm mentioning the day. If it's not the day, I don't mention it anymore. Or the pshat is that I'm doing on the meal that I did. I had a meal, so I'm mentioning for that. So that's what you do. So my real says, our minhag is to do, we say it even though it goes to night in all the shuls. When you go to Tzitzis Kachav, you can go. You still say Ritzei even though it's in the night.
Shalosh Shabbos here. I'm used to have Shalosh Shabbos many times.
We went over, yeah. I'm sure.
You say Ritzei in the benching.
Right. Yeah. That's halacha. Very nagel. I mean, I learn in many places. You go over it tonight. You say that feel. We're gonna go down to the top left side of the page, and that's the Shulchan Aruch. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch by us. Shabbos, I mean the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Birkas HaMazon. Says Shulchan Aruch Siru Kubiches. Haya Oichel v'yotza Shabbos. He was eating and Shabbos went out. Maskil she Shabbos Birkas HaMazon. You mentioned Shabbos. Why? That's Linen and Boso Atros Sudi Gobis in the beginning. V'adin Lorosh Chodesh. Purim. Chanukah. Clear. Straightforward. Shulchan Aruch says the halach is like the Ma'aril that you go based on the beginning of the meal. Very simple. If you look at the next Shulchan Aruch is the Shulchan Aruch in Tzimit Tafrit Tzadikei in Hilchos Purim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you, the Suda started, the first few words of the Suda started, Umoshcha Adalai went to the night, Oimer Alanisim, the boss of Tchilas Suda Azim, go beast the beginning of the meal. V'yesh Mishoyim Mishoyim Nimr. Some say you don't say it. Says the Ramah, V'noagin Kesor Mishoyim. Very interesting that the Shulchan Aruch is mentioning the Rosh only in Hilchos Purim. And not in Hilchos, Birkas HaMazon, regular Birkas HaMazon, speaking on Shabbos. Meaning Birkas HaMazon speaks about Shabbos, he doesn't mention it. And Al-Nizim, he does mention it. It's possible the reason is, because on Al-Nizim, Ritzei, if you forgot to say Ritzei on Shabbos, not Shashudas. But, if you forgot to say Ritzei on Shabbos, on the second meal, it's possible, it's Bichuyov, that's part of the meal you have to do. And if you forgot it, you have to go back. Not in Shashudas, but there is a concept. Alanisim, if you got, you don't go back. So maybe it's a less me'akis so much than the Shulam. So I'm saying, by the way, some say don't say it. We talk about it, it doesn't even mention the other Shita. because it's more ma'akev. Talk about Lanisi, he says you should know that it's, there is some that say don't say it, just because there's a katz like that. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, now let's go to the next Shulchan Aruch, before we go to all the Mishtabur, Allah Lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch, so this is, we talk about the Yuseir also. First of all, we have over here, all that we talk about right now is regarding a regular Purim, regular Shabbos. You go from Shabbos to after. So that even though the Rosh says you don't, we pass on Lachal Maisa that you do say Ritze, you do say Alan Isim, etc. Now,
what about Yalav
Yom? Same thing. Same thing. We said because Rosh Chodesh really applies to Yom Tov as well. Now, he says like this. Let's say one more Shulchan Aruch over here and Simon Reish HaNalef. That's the next Shulchan Aruch over here. It says, "In Gomer Sudas v'Kiddush Shayim Kedush Shivar because I'm Muslim." Now, here we're getting over here to the problem of the contradictions, which means, what happens if you started in one day with one askara and you had another day with another askara? Until now, I went to Shabbos Tovit. The weekday, you don't have askara. I mean, I don't mention anything about the day. I don't say today is a Sunday, right? So I do Shabbos, and Shabbos goes into Moed to Shabbos. I say Ritze. I say Rosh Chodesh goes into Moed to Rosh Chodesh. I say Yalav Yom. Okay. But what happens when you have a contradiction? What happens if you have, for example, if Shabbos is on, if Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, and not on Shabbos? So if I go based on the beginning of the meal, so it's Ritze. If I go based on the end of the meal, is Yalav Yom? Would I do that? And this will be negiah to our rear. If someone starts his Seudas Purim before Shabbos and goes into Shabbos, again, next week we'll talk about, is that the right way to do it? Not the right way to do it. We'll go into that. But let's assume that your person did it. What does he do? Does he do Alanisim? Or he does, we'd say. That's the question. So we have over here the Shulchan Aruch and Tzimri Rishon now speak about a case that a person is something very, very not related to us except on Purim. A person is eating a meal on Erev Shabbos and suddenly it's Shabbos. Doesn't really happen to us a lot, right? But says the Shulchan Aruch, Gomer Sudas v'Kiddush Hayom. He's eating a meal and poof, it's night. So he did his Koidim Shivar, because before he did this because of Mazen. Mevarech Birkas Hamazon al Kos Rishon. So then he do Birkas Hamazon on the first cup. V'chakarim v'Kiddush Hayom al Kos Shein. Keep this in mind, we'll go back to the Beis Hashem in next week, that this is something I bet I was looking for this for very long. I was working on this concept of doing the Purim and every Shabbos for a while. So it was a few questions going on in some of the Muslim permitted on this Purim. How do you do it? But I was looking for a reason. Where is the problem? We'll get back to Beis Hashem next week. The Shulchan Aruch tells us where your issue is. If you want to do Birkas Hamazon al Kos, and it's already Shabbos, what are you going to do? If you do Birkas Hamazon al Kos, so now I'm going to drink the cup, but I'm drinking wine before Kiddush. So says the Shulchan Aruch, it's fine. You do Birkas Hamazon. V'achek gom Kiddush al Kos Sheini. V'tzuch laskir sheshaz Birkas Hamazon abi shevoch kodem Kiddush. Says do Ritze. Right? Do Ritze. Even though he's mevarech before Kiddush, you do Ritze, which is, we're talking about Erev Shabbos. Suddenly became Shabbos. You do Ritze. That's what says the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, I'm going based on the next. I have 2 days. I go based on the second day. Not the first day. Says the Ramah, V'yeshu yom deinu maskir shel Shabbos. That's the matchal matchilas ha'suda. V'chein ikar. What?
Is it so clear that it's by the second day and not the first day, and it's not both?
Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch is the second. We'll get it in a moment. That's what we're building. That's the shiur today. Do you say both? Do you say the first? Do you say the second? Shulchan Aruch seems to say the second. Now, again, the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about right now Rosh Chodesh Shabbos or Purim to Shabbos. We're talking regular weekday to Shabbos. So there's nothing else to mention, so it's very easy. Shulchan Aruch tells us right now, you say, would say, even though I started the meal, I did the meal before, on Friday afternoon, regular meal, come to Shabbos, I'm doing Birkas Hamazon on Shabbos, I do it say. Says the Ramah, V'yeshu, I mean, no, you have to go based at the beginning. V'chen ikar, k'mo she yisbayez, I see v'kukai b'ches. Says the Ramah, what are you talking about? We always go based at the beginning. Remember the Ma'aril? The Ma'aril says, if I start on Shabbos, I go in to Shabbos, I say, would say. If I go over Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Chodesh, I go based on the first day. So here I start on the weekday and went into Shabbos. What should I say? Nothing. Because it's a weekday. That's where Ramah argues with the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mogen Avraham on the spot. The Mogen Avraham right now, right below the Shulchan Aruch, says, What does the Shulchan want? He himself said that we go based on the beginning. Meaning, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch is not sure. Do you go based on the beginning or you go based on now? So it's very simple. I'm not saying shame Hashem. I mean, same Hashem and Lokeinu would say, but that's fine. That's in a regular tefillah, you couldn't mention shame Hashem as part of a regular davening. That's not such a problem. The problem is usually when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, I can't do a bracha. I'm not saying a bracha on a regular would say. It's within the bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch is not sure. Should I go based on the beginning of the meal or should I go based on the end? Says Shulchan Aruch, if I'm going from Shabbos to the weekday. Say it, say. Go based on the beginning. If I'm going from the weekday to Shabbos, say it, say. Go based on the end. Always go. Always you'll say it. But if you don't know. Again, as coming from what the David asked, that's only as long as I don't have a contradiction. I just have over here weekday to Shabbos, Shabbos to weekend. Weekday. Right? Says the next book of Avram, Vieshim de Maski, says the book of Avram, how about the Bersevta Baruch is Ketani Be'ed in the Maski, even though we have a Tesevta that says you do mention, Shani also Shachal Gamke Mishach HaShecha. There we're talking, he started to eat on Friday. He continued to eat after Tzei Seker Chovim, a night. So he ate on Shabbos. Aval Hocho Shekamar Sudosu Yod Yoyim Loyim. But here the Eid is Sudah for, we finished before, you don't mention, says the Mogen Avram to come and answer everything together. What the Ramah tells us on a Friday that goes into Shabbos, you mention Ritzay only if you ate on the night. If I did not eat on the night, then I do not mention Ritzay because I go based on the beginning. And the Ramah is not mesupak like the Shulchan Shulchan is not sure I go based on the beginning, based on the end. According to the Ramah, I always go based on the beginning if I did not eat in the night. But if I ate in both, I ate at the beginning of the meal on a weekday. And at the end of the meal on Shabbos, I mentioned Ritzay.
So the Magen Avraham is talking about actually eating on Shabbos. Let's say you're eating, you stop, you just didn't bench it. But it's Shabbos now, but you didn't eat at all during Shabbos, so you're not going to say Ritzay.
Right.
You didn't eat. So that's the...
So you don't say Ritzay. But if you ate on Shabbos, now how do you eat on Shabbos? You didn't do Kiddush.
Right.
So that we'll get to Beis Hashem next week. How do you eat on Shabbos when the meal goes into Shabbos? So you do Kiddush. There is Kiddush in the middle of the meal. You could do Kiddush. It's even less of a Kiddush by the Magen Avraham. Let's take it to the fact that you have a way to get over. Don't say the word get over, but you can solve the issue of Kiddush. Solve the issue.
There's not a steer there. It's just very. But the Shulchan Aruch is not sure.
Shulchan Aruch is not sure. Shulchan Aruch is fine, we're not sure. So you do both. The Ramah is very clear. You go based on the beginning, as long as you have only the beginning. But if I have both, I ate a kazais in the beginning and then I do Ritzay. Right? Then I could go based on the end as well. Okay. So now the question is, we spoke till now. I said it a little too early before. We spoke till now when it's not a problem of a contradiction. Even in the last case. Because you talk about you went from Shabbos to a weekday, you go back to the beginning. You went from a weekday to Shabbos. That was the case of the Shulchan Aruch. You went from a weekday to Shabbos, not from a different Yom Tov to Shabbos. From a weekday to Shabbos, so that's it. So then you have this day. Now, but going back to the Shulchan Aruch and Sum Kupiches, he says you go from Shabbos to the weekday. You say you mentioned Shabbos. Now, he says like this. Says the Taz. Taz is a smack in the middle of the page. The Taz says the following. Question is it to go to that first. So it's good to have the numbers. Maybe before we get to the Taz, I want to say the Goyin in the end of the page. Let's go to the Goyin, the bottom of the page. Says the Goyin. He brings the in Tafir Tzadikei that it says that when you have the Seudas Purim, so then you go ahead and you go based on the beginning. You say Al Nisim. So he says, do you say, you start Purim, regular Purim, and you went to the night. Do you say Al Nisim or not? The Shulchan brings a machlekes, and the Ramah, it says, we go based on the beginning, you do say Al Nisim. Says the Goyim, Yeshmi, Kamosh Kudu Pleg Dad Brochus, Tavlik Pleg Mechabe Oshaz, brings the Raya of the Rosh, the one that really look at it as davening. When I daven the davening tonight, I don't daven the davening of Shabbos, I daven the weekday. Bring it over here on the Zoom. So he says, Mitpalu Shabbos, Mitzash Tash Chol, Rabbi Besokim, he brings another Rayo, and then he goes in. Well, let's go to the third line. Svar Vishwarin is Tfilah. What's a Svar Vishwarin hold? Tilly Dam Mitfilah Dein Latashtum. Tfilah is a makeup. Sman Mincha Avarim of Dil Berishayna. Because Samozim of Vorcha Mashachal and Bodyoim. Because Samozim goes with his name like the Maril. They command that Katil Tzal Shachal didn't daven yet. Or maybe a Maril. That's the Maril. What he means to say is this going. Tetz Kushnia Shal Rosh Shabakshot Satanal. The Shani Altish Kvachal Shabbos. Mashing and Kan Kuzman Shalit Spala Dang Dush Shabbos Olav. So the going adds one more thing. The Goyen says, and this, what does the Goyen say? The Goyen says, the reason why I'm saying Ritzay, he doesn't say completely like the Ma'aril. He says, while I didn't have a Ma'ariv, Shabbos is continuing. I'm able to continue Shabbos. He says also in Purim. So while I'm doing the Suda, I'm basically continuing Purim. It's not only the meal started earlier, but I'm continuing the day before. That's what he says. The question going to the Goyen, what happens when you go from a weekday to Shabbos? I'm not continuing the day before. Shabbos came in. So that may be, according to that, what the Shulchan Aruch says. Because the Shulchan Aruch says you go based on the beginning. Right? Shulchan Aruch goes based on the beginning. Then the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos says that you do mention Shabbos. So I asked the Taz, what's like the Shulchan Aruch seems to be the contradiction between the do you go based on the beginning of the meal or not? Says the Shulchan Aruch is not sure. Says the guy, no, the Shulchan Aruch is sure. But you know, you don't go based on the beginning just because you go based on the beginning. You go based on the beginning because you are prolonging Shabbos. When I have a meal of Shabbos and you're saying Shashuas and Shul, Shabbos continues. When I have a meal of Purim and Purim and it continues, the Purim continues.
So Purim has the status of Shabbos when you're talking about...
Regarding the meal. The meal continues the Kedusha, so to speak. The Kedusha, the holiness of the day, continues into the night. That's what says the Goyen. That's where the Shulchan Aruch says, but if you come from a weekday to Shabbos... That's why you need to say Ritzay, because he dies Shabbos. So you're going to see a different approach. That's why the answer is, okay, the way Megravam said the Shulchan Aruch was Mesupak, it's not short. So the Goyen is not Mesupak. You always have to prolong the day if you could. Weekday today, you can't prolong. That's what the Goyen says. So let's see how it fits over here. Let's go now to the Taz. The Taz, in the middle of the page, in the top, he brings the following. Now he speaks about the case of this theorem. Says the Taz, so he says like this. Let's start from the end of the second line. Right? You have a new Kedusha. Now you have a contradiction, says the Taz. I have over here Shabbos, and then suddenly comes Rosh Chodesh. I have Purim, suddenly comes Shabbos. I have a contradiction. Then you have to say both. That's what about the beginning? That's what he says. You have something going on Sunday and the Suda goes in. As in Batar, go with the beginning. The Taz holds, if I have 2 days going for Shabbos to Rosh Chodesh, I mention both. I mention the Ritzeh of the first day and I mention the Aviyom of the second day. That's what he says. You go based on both. Now, according to the Goyen, that doesn't really make sense. Because according to the Goyen, what am I doing? Prolonging the day. So what day are you prolonging? Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh? I can't do both. Ishma, according to the Magen Avraham, do you go based on the beginning of the meal or the end of the meal? You could say, if the meal started early, I went into the night, so I have both. That's also what Magen Avraham says by the Ramah. I ate a kazayis in the night, I do based on the beginning, based on the end. But according to the garden, you go based on prolonging the day. That will make a difference. The Taz tells me I could do both. I could actually even do 2 things that contradict each other. I could do Ritzeh of Shabbos and Yalav Yavim Rosh Chodesh. The Mugen Avraham in Tzimri Kol Piches, he says the following. He says, Vayin Meshkalev Tzimri Yishai, now left Yisrael Barosh, Vesef Todi Machal Gam Balayim, Balayla pas, he ate bread in the night, continuing to the night. Says the Mugravam, I'm not sure about this. Why? It's a contradiction. If I'm doing Birkas HaMazon, and I'm mentioning Yale V'Yavoy of Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, and I'm mentioning Ritzei of Shabbos, it's a, what is it Shabbos? That's Ritzei. Is it weekday? That's Yale V'Yavoy. Meaning like the Goyen. Are you, you're prolonging the day? That's Ritzei. You're not prolonging the day. It's Yale V'Yavoy. You can't do both. So what should I do? Says the Bogan Abraham. Mentioned Sunday is not Shabbos. We learn, the Rosh learns that even a regular Shabbos starts at Shabbos, goes to the weekday. What do you mention? Do you mention Ritzei or you don't mention? Says the Rosh, you don't mention Ritzei. We don't pass it that way. But some we show you, well, you don't mention it at all. So now that I have either to say Ritzei or Yalev Yavoy, Shabbos is, I start eating a meal on Shabbos. Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. The meal ends on Rosh Chodesh. What should I say? Says the Mogad Avraham, say Yalev Yavoy. Because according to some we show you, you don't say Ritzei anyway. Now, even the ones that say it, it's a contradiction. Tati says, but says the Mogad Avraham, he adds one more sentence. The Ocho Balayla, but if he ate in the night, if I ate both the day and the night, I for sure gonna mention the night. So that would talk about back to the previous case. If I had a weekday going to Shabbos and I ate in Shabbos, what do I do? I mention Shabbos. So if I ate on Shabbos and went into Rosh Chodesh on Sunday and I ate in the night, so then for sure I have to mention today. And the one before, I'm not sure because I'm a chalakis if I mention Ritzei or not. So then, that's what he says, but maybe by Chanukah will be different. You know, the Rishus Laskir Kamoshat Hilel. Chanukah question, if he mentions Purim or not, that's a big discussion which we'll leave now for a sign in a second. So what does the Gavram say? Gavram says like this, if I am in a case that Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, and I start a meal on Shabbos, and it goes into Sunday, what should I mention? We talk about this. He said, if you ate in the night, for sure you should mention only Rosh Chodesh. Why only Rosh Chodesh? Because if you go, some Rishonim hold, the minute the day switched, you don't mention it. The Rosh. We don't pass it that way. But we do pass in that if you ate in the night, Mogad Avraham, so what do? You mention the day of that night. Meaning the date of that night. So if you went from a weekday to Shabbos, Friday to Shabbos, you mention Ritzei. So I for sure have to mention Rosh Chodesh. That's no question about it. To say Ritzei, it's a contradiction. Because what am I doing? Am I celebrating Shabbos or am I celebrating Rosh Chodesh? I can't do both. So therefore, choose Ritzei, Yalev Yavoy, which everybody agrees you have to say. That's what the Mugrim Ram says. Now, like the Taz that says to say both. He says to say both.
Rabbi, there's a big difference.
Why does
that?
One second.
You're extending Shabbos.
Yeah.
So, And it doesn't change the status of the day you're going into. Meaning, you say Ratzei because you're extending Shabbos. You would do that normally if there was no Rosh Chodesh. But because Rosh Chodesh it happens to be the next day, even if you're 8th,
right.
It doesn't change the fact that you're extending Shabbos. And you're not... You
can't try to see out of the other.
Well, I mean, you'd say both because you're now, you created, you're in the next day and that day has a different status.
Oh, okay, so I'll just mention what Jay's saying. That seemed to be what the Taz, to explain back to the Taz. What is the Taz saying? The Taz saying, it's not a contradiction. I mean, I had a day, the day extended, so I say Ritzei. Happens to be now, meaning now, another day, so I'm saying yeah, the other. The fact that Birkas HaMazon mentioned was not a problem. This goes back to the discussion. What is really Birkas HaMazon? Is Birkas HaMazon just saying, I had a meal, and the meal had to do with the honor of a specific day, so I'm mentioning it. Or the Birkas HaMazon has to do that I'm right now on that date. As we saw, the Vilna Gaon learns, the only reason I can mention it says because I'm prolonging the day. So according to what the Magen Avraham seems to agree with the Gaon with that concept is, I cannot be in both. I can't say Birkas HaMazon, which is a Shabbos Birkas HaMazon, and say Rosh Chodesh because of Muslim, when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are two different days. That I can't do. The Taz disagrees. Taz says, yes, you can. I have a meal which is a half Shabbos, half Rosh Chodesh. What's the problem? Gavram says, you can't. You're either a Shabbos day or Rosh Chodesh. But Gavram adds another thing to the Cheshvan. He says, you should know that some Rishonim hold, the minute the day switch, I don't mention it. So therefore, I don't want you to have a contradiction, just say Rosh Chodesh. Don't you want to say something?
There's a big difference between Friday going into Saturday and Saturday going into Motzi Shabbos.
Of course.
Because on Friday, it's automatic. You can't, like...
That's what you just mentioned. Exactly.
But on Motzi Shabbos, if you don't say Havdalah, whether it's...
Then Shabbos... That's exactly what we said. That's exactly what you want you to go in. That when we learn the Vilna Gaon inside, what did the Vilna Gaon say? That Shabbos continues, you prolong the day. That's why in the week, that's what we answered. What you're saying is what we just said before. That's what we answered the Shulchan Aruch. Why does the Shulchan Aruch mention from Friday to Shabbos that you do have to mention Shabbos, but when from Shabbos to a weekday, he says you mentioned Shabbos even though now it's the weekday. So he said that the answer. If Shabbos continues, on what to Shabbos? On Friday, it doesn't continue.
What would you go and say? You forgot the bench. You daven Meyer, you make Havdalah, and then you remember, you're still within this Mount Ben.
Oh, so Meyer is, right, so we'll get to Meyer.
You've ended the Kedusha.
Right, so we'll get to Meyer. Let's get to Meyer. Now, before we get, I want to get now, there's a really important Mishnah Berurah. It's a long Mishnah Berurah, but it's an important Mishnah Berurah, which is very negel lemaisa every time you have a Shchurish on a Sunday. Very often. And obviously we'll get to praying with that as well. But let's start first the Bar Yehita. The Bar Yehita was on the right side of the page. The Bar Yehita says like this, what in Rosh Chodesh? V'im chal Rosh Chodesh b'yom Rishon. Chodesh falls on a Sunday. Tzorich inim yaskir. One second, I don't see the sound on the Zoom. One second here. Im chal Rosh Chodesh b'yom Rishon. Tzorich inim yaskir shneihem shel Shabbos v'Rosh Chodesh. Do you say both? Tim michzik esas yadad. It looks like a contradiction. Tim azim botar ashtay shel Rosh Chodesh. If you go based on right now, Sunday, that's Rosh Chodesh. Tim azim botar etchel sudos shel Rosh Chodesh. If you want to go based on Shabbos, that's Shabbos. Uposak ataz di yeshloi matarvayu. Taz said you do both. Shel Shabbos ve Rosh Chodesh, means the Ave, and he brings a riot. Okay. Avalabach, we're skipping three lines below where we are. Avalabach, Posak. Right, the Bach says, Abach Posak, the im chal Rosh Chodesh yon to be moiti Shabbos umosh chesudosoy, enoy me el ritzei, the bosa at chos sudosoy zlinam. A third opinion. You go based at the beginning always. Uveshlop posak ipcho. You go based on the end, like we saw. Because you go based on now. Mogavom posak, what does Mogavom say to put them together? That's what he explains the Mogavom we just saw. Tim okal paspa laila, if he did eat in the night, tzorch laski wa shchedesh losh shabbos. Then you go based on now, because you ate now. Tim loyachal paspa, if he didn't eat in the night, yaska shesh shabbos losh shchedesh. That's what he says, then he comes to say, and then he goes to differentiate regarding if you have Hanukkah and what happens if it's the same day. Now, so what is he saying over here? He's adding here one more thing to the Mogen Avraham. Very important. Going back to what, because Avraham was saying a svara. Avraham says, I have an understanding. If you eat tonight, you have to say tonight. And to say yesterday's and today's, I can't do. It's a contradiction. So, and some say you don't say yesterday's anyway, you say tonight. Says the boy, that's only if you eat in the night. If you ate, like happens all the time with Shalosh Shodis, you ate Shalosh Shodis, to keep things simple, you finished eating before Shkia. Or you didn't eat Kazayis after Shkia. Unless Kazayis after Shkia. So, I ate my main bread before the end of Shabbos. Right? Comes now, Moiti Shabbos. And now is Rosh Chodesh. The question is, should I mention Rosh Chodesh? No, you didn't eat anything tonight. So if I eat now Kazayis, comes the Book of Romans says, say mention Rosh Chodesh, don't mention Shabbos. But if I started the meal, and I end the meal, basically, I end the kazayis of the bread before the end of Shabbos, then we all agree, then says the narrative, well, you say it, say, go back to the beginning. Because then you prolong Shabbos, as David said. You prolong Shabbos, Shabbos continues. Oh, so then you say it, say. That's what the narrative says. So the Taz says, you can say both, not a problem. Okay, Rome says, you can't say both. I can't do both. So what do I do? Depends if you ate kazayis before, at the night, you didn't kazayis at the night. That's the narrative explains the narrative wrong. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah starts with Mishnah Berurah Siman Kuf Peches. That's the long one here on the left. Mishnah Berurah says the following. First of all, he says Tazlin go from the beginning. And that's what he goes on. Now the very important we want to get to is the second line over here. Kosu Achorim in the middle. Di Mispalel Ma'iriv Koydim Bekas Samazen. Shuv einay maske shashav kesamaz and mechzik tatis kesasri adade. If you daven Meyer, now you already said for me it's a weekday. So let's, what David Svarah mentioned, you have a Shabbos. The Shabbos continues. But if I daven Meyer, it's not Shabbos anymore.
That was Chaim Elio's question.
Yeah. Right? If you daven,
is it better to do that, to take yourself out of a suffix?
Oh, no. So, Adirab. So that can't.
Or not. Or
so if you say, if you ate kazayis, if you ate kazayis, you want to go back to the beginning, you daven ma'ariv, you can't do that anymore. So let's say I'm davening.
You're eating, and the whole chavra finishes benching. You don't want to miss barakel.
Right. You go around. You're davening.
Do I say b'chassam ma'azon, or do I go daven?
Right. 100%. That's exactly the thing. So you daven ma'ariv. You're wanting you daven ma'ariv. You can miss. You can't do it anymore because of Muslim. That's what says the Mishnah. Was the first point. Very important. And now let's go to the next one. Says the Mishnah. Well, b'asav chil suudo for the figure him chal u'shchoidish b'moyte Shabbos. That's the case. Contradiction. Go say only Shabbos, not Rosh Chodesh, if you start on Shabbos. That's what you just saw in the Bereitiv. Tavka, when you finish the meal on Shabbos, you didn't eat kazayis after Shkia. If you did eat in the night, you can't do both. You hear from the Lashon Shtabura, what is bothering everybody? You're saying, B'yoyim Shabbos Hazeh. Today is Shabbos. You're saying the words, today is Shabbos. You're not saying the meal that we ate for Shabbos. The Taz will learn. It means the meal that we ate for Shabbos. But the words are, B'yoyim Shabbos Hazeh. What is it? Today is a Sunday or a Shabbos? Shabbos Hazeh, we are showing. You can mutav laskil Shabbos Hazeh. Today is Shabbos Hazeh. This is what I'm going to say. Shabbos Hazeh. My Shabbos is called Shabbos. Taking Shabbos. As the Magen Avraham says, "Im chayav laskir," right? That's the whole story of the Magen Avraham. So say Rosh Chodesh. That's what he says. Now, skip the parentheses. Right at the parentheses, says, "Achen b'moitzi Shabbos lechanuka v'Purim." Not very clear. That's what I wanted to say at the Purim. If Purim is on a Sunday, what do you do then? Afilu im gamar sudas ba'layla, and maskir shchana Purim lachish Shabbos, then you go with the Shabbos. Saying Alanisim, you don't have to say Alanisim. If you skip the Alanisim, it's fine. So therefore, if I have a contradiction, let's go based on Shabbos. That's what he says. Okay, we'll go back to that in a moment.
So the status of Rosh Chodesh is different than
Alanisim. Yeah.
Alanisim is a different...
Right. V'yeshoyim nimchal yontav Rosh Chodesh moti Shabbos. Now he brings the Taz. Yaskir itzeh v'gam yalav yovah. Say both. I don't care about contradiction. That's what he says. So basically, even though it seems to me like we have three opinions, really I have only two opinions. Based on what the narrative says. If you finish the meal before the night, according to the Magen Avraham, you say Ritze. You ate in the night, according to the Magen Avraham, you say Yalav Yavar. But it's speaking Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The Taz says that you do both. Taz says, if you you have to eat in the night, even according to the Taz.
Is there a machlokas, but if you don't...
According to the Taz, it could be even if you don't eat anything. Even if you don't eat, you'll be... Because according to the Taz, you mentioned that day also. Managed also. So comes out, the Taz is the one who says you do both. The Magen Avraham depends where you ate. Right? Okay. The Mishnah Berurah mentions over here... The Purim on Sunday. So if I Purim on Sunday and I do it say, don't say Alanisim because then we have to do Alanisim. I have a problem talking to the Sashi, so let's just go basically to the beginning. Easy. What happened to the opposite? Now look at the Mishnah, the last one I'm looking for today, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Purim. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Purim is over here. It says the Mishnah Berurah, top of the page towards the right. Kishechal Purim Be'ev Shabbos. Purim falls on Friday. The Mishnah goes into the night, and we'll see next week how exactly you do that. Chayev laskil shel achshav dain ritzei. It's the same ritzei. You have to. Why? Because it's Shabbos. That's a Friday to Shabbos. That's what we mentioned. And we talk about Yei Kazai is a Shabbos.
It's definitely by the time and not whether or not you actually ate anything on Shabbos.
No, you have to eat. As we mentioned, as we said, you have to eat. He went from Shabbos and he went to Shabbos and he ate. I can sell anisim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, just say Shabbos, don't sell anisim. The calls that Philip should spell that if he didn't daven ma'ariv. Or if I spell koydim vadayin, look at that, skia chagal anisim, because someone's going to be, of course, you said ma'ariv, we mentioned ma'ariv stops it, then of course you don't sell anisim. So first of all, it says the Mishnah Berurah, on a Friday going into Shabbos, you don't say Alanisi, you say Ritzei, even if you didn't daven Ma'ariv. If you daven Ma'ariv, so then for sure, there's not even a question. Next, we should borrow. Right? So that's why it's better to do Birkas Hamazon before you daven so you can say Alanisim. So, we talk about then on a regular Purim, not on a Friday to Purim. The Mishmur L'Chur says clearly that you should do, if you're going from Friday to Shabbos, don't mention Alanisim because it's time to disaster. That's what he says. Now, why? Based on what we learned, it makes a lot of sense, right? Now we're coming, we're summarizing everything we learned. We learned that the Taz is the one who says you can do two contradictory things. But the Magen Avraham doesn't agree. So how do you do? You go based on the beginning, if you did it in the night. Based on the end, if you did it in the night. But we saw clearly, Shabbos going to Purim, you try to go based on the beginning, because Purim you don't have to say anything. So Purim going to Shabbos will be the same thing. So don't mention Alanisi because Tajin is Asri. We don't hold like the Taz. You say what? You say Shabbos because you ate Kazakh, you ate in the night. And that's it. So he says. And he adds the Mishabura something. He says, even if you daven Ma'ariv, that's not even a question because the Ma'ariv is different. He brings some that say that even if you daven Ma'ariv, you still say Alanisi. He says, better to daven, don't daven Ma'ariv until later. Now, some places keep arguing the Mishabura. And they say that you could say Alanisi. Why? What about Tarte de Sasre? So he says like this, a Tarte de Sasre is only a problem when I have Ritzei and then Yalav Yalav. So I said Ritzei, in other words, Tarte de Sasre is, if I'm going to do Ritzei, let's say Rosh Chodesh on a Friday, and then I have Ritzei on the night, so then I'm saying Yalav Yalav after I said Ritzei, it's a contradiction. Even though we found the contradiction, even from Shabbos to Sunday, Shabbos got the Yalav. But now they want to say, but here you say Alanisi first. So say Alanisi.
The order of benching.
The order of benching. Get to Alanisi first. Then I'm getting to Ritzei. Right. Maybe then it'll be better. You see, the Mishmur doesn't agree with that. There is a Me'iri. The Be'ez Hashem next week will learn it inside when we get to the, because he speaks about the concept of going for, on a Friday at Purim. But the Me'iri says there's a difference at Purim than anything else. Everything else, you're right. Comes the night, it's over. Meaning, unless you prolong it. But really, it's over. There's no eating in the night. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, you have to choose. Are you on a Friday or on a Shabbos? You're on a Shabbos or on a Sunday. You can't do both. But the meaning of the following says, Umaskir bo shapurim mitam ze, we spoke about Friday going to Shabbos, shari av chamisho so yom nesu, fadi noise bo laskir bo shapurim abishkva ava yom abo so abishas abrocho. That's what he says. He says, realize there's a difference over here. Because Purim, the night of Shabbos and our Purim, is still Purim. Purim the Mekafim. We don't go and do mitzvahs of Purim that day. But if I started the meal before and the meal continued into the night, don't tell me, oh, one second, how can you say Purim? It's not Purim. It is Purim. It is Purim today. Tesvav is also Purim. It's Purim the Mekafim, not Purim the Prozim, but it's Purim. So by Purim and saying Alanisim in the night is not a contradiction. If I start the meal earlier. The meal gives you a big yisari. When I'm starting a meal of Purim in the day and it goes into the night, it's not that now I have a problem. The night is a contradiction to the next day. No! For me, Shabbos is Purim as well. So it's not a contradiction. Says the meal, that's why you mentioned Alanisim and Ritzei. What?
You said they have a time zone? It's still Shabbos in California.
No, because for us, because the pshat is that even Purim the Mukafim is a Purim for us. We don't say Tachron on Purim the Mukafim. Right. We are celebrating Purim, just we don't have the mitzvahs of Purim. So if I start it, it's not a contradiction. That's what he said. That's why it's different in the Taz. That's because of the Miri. The Taz says no contradiction always. Maybe here we'll agree, and therefore we do say Alanisim in the night, and you could say Alanisim. If you said my way of not. So here comes to as the Mishmur says, why Pasha you don't say. So here, this is when we get to a little preview to next week. When I start the meal of Shabbos and I go into Shabbos, if I want to say Alanisim because of Mazen, what do I have to do? I have to daven Ma'ariv after the meal. And this is a different problem that we learned once in the past. Can you daven Ma'ariv after Suda Shabbos? Or you have to daven Ma'ariv before the Suda? If you want to daven Ma'ariv after the Suda, there's a little bit of a problem at Pikabola, which we'll get to next week. So that's one of the issues that we have over here with Alanisim. When do you do it?
Right. But practically.
We'll get to this year. It'll be very practical. A lot of people are not yes to do it. Right. We'll get to next week with the Shem. But for what we need for now is what we learned today is the contradiction because most of it starts, the day goes in the night. If it's a regular day, you start from Shabbos, you mention the day, no question about. Shabbos was Shredish, we had this yesterday. Shabbos goes in, you say Shabbos was Shredish. You could prolong the day. But if it's a contradiction, what do? Taz says you do both. Magen Avraham says depends. You finish the food early, you do it the first day. You finish the meal later, you do the second day. When Purim goes into Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to that, you should do only Ritzei, not Alanisim. You see that maybe by Purim is a little different, which will continue that part, Beis Hashem, next week. Okay. Call to Rabbi.
Now I'm officially confused. I was only partially confused. Now I have sources for my confusion.
All the recorded because
did the rabbi tell us what was supposed to do?
What's that? You know, okay, we'll do it. Put it back. It's not going to help because I have to then connect it. Okay. But the thing is, the question is, we have these sheetahs. What was the lachol ma'ase? So ma'ase, it's two minhagim in Amishol. Some are noyeg, like the Taz. Some are noyeg that they go always based on the beginning. It's like a three minhagim. And some are noyeg that you go based, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that you go based. The Chur Mishnah Berurah is paskening. That it goes based if you ate before or not. If you ate and you finish, you do the beginning. If you didn't, if you continue eating, you do the next day, and that's how you do it.
Well, we never went back to the Shulchan Aruch also. The Shulchan Aruch said they're not sure. So, Shulchan Aruch, how would we possibly?